One of the aspects of the Christmas season is that it gives us a new start, or it's a rebirth. They might say with Christmas, the earth begins anew. And certainly this feast of the baptism of the Lord, the last feast of the Christmas season, will emphasize that to a large extent. The blessing of Christmas, maybe the final blessing of Christmas to unwrap for this year, is the fact that we can be renewed, get a new start. And Lord knows, we need a new start. We need a new start personally. We need a new start in a lot of the things that the scriptures were talking about today in regard to having one human family. To not have so much emphasis on distinction of other, one from another because of what nation you're in, or whether you're poor, or whether you have a criminal record, or in the prison, or physical infirmities or handicaps or whatever you want to have, that all of those shouldn't matter in regard to being a member of the family. You're a member of the family. Para renovarnos, Navidad es un tiempo para renovarnos como toda persona en el mundo es un miembro de nuestra familia en el reino de Dios. This is the kingdom of God. And individually and as groups and all, so we've got all still the hang-ups we want to get rid of that keep us from categorizing people, who's in, who's out, who's important, who's not important. And all of that, to be able to have one human family. This is what God has come to do. Una familia humana. Es el reino de Dios. And in this feast of the baptism of the Lord, it's not just a remembrance of something nice that happened a long time ago. It's presented again. It's re-presented so we can step into it again. And what is the gift of being able to step into this final act of Christmas one more time? If you remember the story of how we just heard it there in Matthew, one of the things we've got, stop and think in your scripture. When was another time when the Spirit came over the waters? It's the very first chapter. El Espíritu Santo se desciende sobre las aguas en el libro de Génesis, en la creación. It's the first moment of creation. When the Spirit breathed and brooded over the waters. And that's when new things began to happen. It's through the power of God. We want new things to begin to happen. We want renovation in our world. We want recreation, renewal. And the Spirit is breathing over the waters once again. And the Spirit, you stop and think, the Spirit is in the form of a dove. When do we see a dove in Scripture? Well, after the flood. And when they waited for a while after 40 days and 40 nights of rain to see whether or not we were ready to start again and go out in a world newly clean to make a new start into the world, they sent a dove out. And the dove came back with an olive branch in its beak. And they said, okay, things are starting again. It's time to get out of the ark. La paloma que el Espíritu Santo es como una paloma en el bautismo de Jesús. Y la paloma es el signo de la recreación con los días del diluvio de Noé. And that olive branch produces olives. And what do we get out of olives and still use today as a sign of the Spirit? Olive oil. Oil that is blessed there. That Spirit, it's called Jesus is anointed afresh. It's the oil too, a sign of a new beginning, a fresh start. The olio de la oliva que el paloma trae, es un signo de la olio, la unción que los catecúmenos van a recibir hoy. And so today, we step into the baptism of the Lord again. The same waters over which the Spirit brooded, are the waters in which we were baptized. And when we put our hand into the baptismal water when we enter into church, we have a reminder again. And today especially we're able to step into that renovation. It's possible. It's possible through the power of God, only through the gift of God. We're too weak to be able to pull this off. It's really through the power of God. So today, on this Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, we bring together those children of a certain age and those adults who are preparing for baptism themselves to be anointed with this oil that signifies the power of the Holy Spirit with them, to be able to help them along their journey as they prepare to be renewed and to prepare to be agents of renewal and renovation for our community and for the world. So hoy vamos a ungir a los que están preparando para su bautismo, you know, con la promesa que este es el poder por su bautismo para preparar bien, you know, para su renovación. Renovación en amor y esperanza para ser campeones en nuestro mundo, para dar a nuestro mundo mucho, mucho de amor y para crear una familia humana. May our participation in this simple rite of the anointing of those preparing for baptism be an occasion for us to step into not only our own baptism, but to the baptism of Jesus, and open ourselves up to be big enough to receive the full gift that God wants us to receive here, to renew the face of the earth. Because when God becomes human, just about anything good is possible.